more now on the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. 9th District Congressman Adam Smith is on our Kumho Newsline right now. Thanks for joining us. And how do you think this is going to play out?
Well, it's hard to say. It's the easiest answer to give. But it's definitely, there is considerable risk. The North Korean government has been extremely problematic. They are unstable. They have nuclear weapons, and they act belligerently. And that is a very, very dangerous combination. And it is going to make it even more unstable as they make the transition to a new leader. Now, they've been planning for this for a while. The conventional wisdom is that Kim Jong-un will sort of move effortlessly in to the same position as his father, but you don't know. There's a lot of different folks in the military and in the government over there, and you don't know what their relationships are with the successor, so it's a period of greater instability, and there's not much cause for optimism that the son will be any better than the father. At best, we get status quo, and as I just described, status quo, it's a dangerously unstable, belligerent country with nuclear weapons. So it is definitely a time to be concerned.
Even with all this concern, it's a very needy country, too, and a lot of the speculation is they're having a very difficult time even feeding the population. Doesn't that present an opportunity to go in and negotiate?
Well, we've felt that way for about 15 years, and the sad fact is, both, the Korean government has been perfectly willing, the North Korean government, perfectly willing to starve their people. I mean, that's been the, our operating assumption as we've tried to negotiate with them, that giving them food, giving them energy security is a trade-off for them not developing nuclear weapons, not acting belligerently towards South Korea, not developing new missile technology, not selling all of that technology that I just described to other countries. That was our approach. But the thing is, everything I just said, North Korea's kept doing. They were instrumental in developing Syria's nuclear program. They continue to test missiles. They continue to test nuclear weapons. They continue to act belligerently towards South Korea. So you would think that a desire to keep their people from starving would put them in a mood to negotiate, but that has not been the pattern for 15 years, and regrettably, there's no reason to believe that will change.
So who carries the U.S. baton to North Korea to find out if things have changed? Is that up to the Secretary of State or the President or what?
Well, I think you'll have to sort of, the State Department will drive it, obviously working with the President. And there's a number of different ways to do it. I mean, South Korea has an interest, obviously, in trying to, develop a more peaceful relationship with North Korea. We have a great relationship with South Korea. We could potentially go through them. North Korea is totally dependent upon China for energy primarily, but for other things as well. We could try to encourage the Chinese to open up those lines of communications. I think it's more likely that we would go through, South Korea or some of our diplomatic partners than initially go directly to North Korea. But we will look for those options because, despite all of what I said about, how frustrating it's been to deal with them, the fact that they're belligerent, have nuclear weapons, and are an unstable force over there means we have to find some way to deal with them. We have to try to come up with our best plan for making sure that that instability doesn't spin out of control.
Congressman, thanks for chatting with us about this very uncertain situation in world politics. So.